How is it going, everybody? Welcome back to Social Media Marketing School. For those of you that are new here, I am your host, Ethan Bridge. And before we dive into today's episode, I just want to make sure that you've hit that follow button or that subscribe button, depending on what platform you are listening on. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you enjoy what you hear today, I would really appreciate if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom, and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. But now we've got that out the way, I just want to start off by saying thank you all for tuning in, and let's dive straight in to today's episode. When it comes to growing an audience on Instagram, building that audience is one thing. That's probably the simple thing to do. But actually building a strong community is a completely different ball game. But that is ultimately what you should be aiming to do as a creator. You're not building a following. A following is just seen as a number. A community is a group of people that follow you, trust you, love you, and interact with each other. Community members will get to know each other throughout your community, and that's what it's all about. That's what you should aim to be doing. You shouldn't just be aiming to grow that follower number by 1, 2, 3, 4. You should be aiming to build a solid community of real people that know, trust, and love you for what you actually put out there on social media. So today, I wanted to talk through a few key points for building a strong community on Instagram. So without any further ado, let's dive straight into tip number one. And that is quite obviously interacting with your followers. You just don't want to be this creator that posts and that's it. How on earth are you going to build a community by doing that? There'll be no interaction with your audience. You need to be welcoming new followers. You need to be responding to comments, responding to DMs, letting people know that there's a real person behind this account. Because if you don't do that, they'll just think that you're just another curation page that posts tips about whatever your niche is on. They want to know that you're a real person. There is a real person behind the content, and that is you. You need to show them that by interacting with them, showing your personality, and almost treating your audience as your friends, because ultimately, that's what they should end up being. They should feel like a family. And I know that may sound cringy to many people, but that's what a community is. And you being able to provide this platform to others and building this community can be so strong. And if you're building a business, building that community is something that can be incredibly well leveraged to obviously get new clients. And then people recommend you to other people, even if they don't buy your product or service from you. Imagine if you had somebody within your community that didn't necessarily need your specific help or product or service that you sold, but they meet a friend, a colleague, or somebody comes to them and goes, hey, I need to buy something along the lines of this, or I need help along the lines of this. And because you've built such a strong community, and because this person knows and trusts you and loves you for what you do, they go to that person, oh, you should go and try Ethan. His community is incredible. He provides all of this incredible value, and this is exactly what he helps with. Go with him. And that's what building a strong community can do, because it allows you to build that trust with your audience, and that's what's so important. So number one, interact with your followers. Don't just post and ghost. Respond to comments. Welcome new followers. Respond to every single DM, because that's how people will understand that there's somebody behind the content that's being posted, and that somebody being you. Now, moving on to tip number two, make your audience feel included. Make them feel as if they have some influence as to what is going on with your page, what you post about, your content itself, how you interact, what you actually do on a day-to-day basis, because if they feel like they're included, they're going to feel like they're helping you on your journey as well, which gives them some sense of responsibility. So ask your audience what they want to see. What type of content do you want to look at? What type of things are you struggling with? How can I help you this way, that way? And then the content that you post is obviously going to be one, incredibly specific and incredibly helpful to your audience because they've told you exactly what they want to consume. But the person that gave you that content idea is going to look at that and go, oh, wow, that was my content idea. That's what I was struggling with. And Ethan looked at that and took it for himself and wanted to help me. And that's going to make that person feel so much better and trust you and obviously build that relationship, because you've taken their idea, you've acted upon it, and they're going to feel some sense of, oh, wow, they actually saw my idea and thought it was good enough for their content and made a post about it for the rest of their audience. Or another thing you could do is that once or twice a week, you can give your audience the opportunity to have a guest post on your profile. Have your audience actually create content for you. And this might actually be helpful for you as a creator, because often creating content is one of the most time-consuming things as a creator. So having somebody else create a post for you, as long as it's good enough and fits your niche, can save you time, but also makes your audience feel included in the fact that they're actually getting the opportunity to promote themselves on your page. So one, you get a piece of content, but two, it shows that you're helping your audience as well, and they could gain some new valuable followers from that as well. Or a very simple way to make them feel included is just by asking them questions or polls on your stories, having them interact with you specifically. And it's such a simple way to bring people together. Asking for opinions in comment sections. What would you add to this? Or what's your opinion on this? Or how else would you benefit or take this further and add further value to the audience? Get them to comment in a certain way, and that gives them to then project their expertise and help everyone else. And people might see further value from that within the comment section and then see your post as being even more valuable. So making your audience feel more included is another fantastic way to build a strong community. Now, the final thing I want to talk about is actually having your audience see you in real time. And obviously, that is through posting stories and perhaps even going live on your profile. Stories are a phenomenal way to build community, because oftentimes when you post educational content, whether that be on Reels, Reels is a good way to build community somewhat, because people are seeing you, and you specifically, they're seeing your face. Whereas if you're posting a carousel, people aren't necessarily seeing you, your personality, the way you talk, the way you teach, because that's all through writing and imagery and illustration. But video is a great way to show your personality, showcase your skills, and showcase the way you actually interact. However, it's not real time. It's normally more polished, because you can edit in post-production and iron out all your mistakes and post specifically what you want to post. Whereas if you post on a story, it's much more natural, it's much more raw, it's real time, it can't be polished as much as you can polish an actual post. So having your audience see your day-to-day life and understanding that, yay, look, this person is real, they have a similar life to me, or they might look at it and go, wow, this person's in a position where I actually want to be in, that's inspiring, let me follow their journey and follow the steps that they take so I too can be in that position. It's not necessarily people relating to your current situation, but rather them being inspired by your current situation so that they can then go out and achieve the goals that they want to achieve. But posting those stories show that, again, there's a real person behind this profile, and they too have a normal life like everybody else. But lives are another fantastic way, because people can interact with you real time, that you can answer their questions in real time. It may simply just be you talking at your desk or walking around outside, but it's a different type of interaction. Because yes, stories show you in real time and what you're doing day to day and in the moment, but lives have a different feel about them. They're far more natural, because it's you talking there and then. It's the rawest form of content, because people can interact with you in real time as well. But if you haven't gone live before, yes, I can completely understand that that can be incredibly daunting, because one, video content is daunting in the first place, but two, speaking to people in real time is just a whole nother level. But if you practice and get used to it, it'll become something that you do incredibly, incredibly naturally. So those are three very simple tips for building a strong community on Instagram. We had interacting with your followers on a day-to-day basis, so responding to comments, responding to DMs, welcoming new followers, you name it. Making your followers feel included, so having them give their input to what content you should post, maybe perhaps doing guest posts on your profile, polls, you name it, all of that sort of stuff. And then finally, we had showing your audience yourself in real time through stories and lives. So three simple tips. Get out there, and start implementing to build a strong community on your own Instagram. Now, if you got any value at all from today's podcast episode and you want to receive even more value from me for free, there are two more things you can actually do. The first being downloading my free complete guide to success on Instagram ebook. It's 83 pages. It took me over a month to write, and it will probably be the best free resource you've downloaded in a long time, if not forever. So the link to that will be the first one in the show notes. And the next thing you need to do is go and apply to join the private social media marketing school Facebook group. It's exclusive. There are entry questions. I will only let people in that I feel as if can benefit the group and fit the needs of that group. But that's not to say you won't get let in, and no hard feelings if you don't. But inside that, I will do live Q&As every now and again. I might even release a podcast episode or two early in there. And there are free mini trainings and just extra value from me and other community members. So that will also be in the show notes. Two links. First one, the ebook. Second one, the Facebook group. So I hope you get value from the free ebook, and I hope to see you inside the Facebook group. Now, that does wrap up today's podcast episode. But if you want to hear more from the podcast, make sure you've hit that subscribe button or that follow button, depending on what platform you are listening on. That way, you are never going to miss an episode when I post one. But if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you did enjoy what you heard today, I would really, really appreciate if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom, and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. I cannot even begin to tell you just how much that helps me. And if you do, please take a screenshot of that review, send it to me on Instagram, and I will give you a shout out on my story as a thank you. But if you've got any questions with regards to anything that I have mentioned in today's episode, be sure to reach out to me on Instagram at the Ethan Bridge. Send me a DM and I'll make sure I get back to you no matter what. But if you have made it to this point in the episode, I just want to finish off by saying thank you all for tuning in, and I will see you in the next one.